Business Owners, Google Killing Companies Using Shakedown Ad Tactics. By Lucas Nolan on September 12, 2019. As antitrust investigations into Google heat up, business owners are speaking out against one of the company's ad practices, known as conquesting. Edible Arrangements CEO Tariq Farid says the practice is killing business for his franchisees, and Basecamp CEO Jason Fried called the tactic a shakedown and ransom. Business Insider reports that a number of business owners are speaking out against Google's advertising practices as antitrust investigations into the Silicon Valley tech giant heat up. Specifically, a practice known as conquesting has been described by some business owners as a shakedown and a ransom by Google. Conquesting involves Google allowing competitors to buy ads specifically targeted at searches for companies' names, resulting in ads showing up for their products above the organic search results Google users searched for. Business Insider spoke with Tariq Farid, the founder and CEO of Edible Arrangements, a gift basket company. Farid told Business Insider that Google's ad practice is killing business for his 1,100 franchise owners in the United States. Edible Arrangements has actually taken out multiple lawsuits against Google over the firm's ad practices. Farid said that the issue starts when a user searches for Edible Arrangements. Although his firm is the first organic result, it does not appear at the top of the page. Instead, those spots are reserved for advertisements awarded to the businesses that pay the most money for keyword search terms, including Edible Arrangements. As a result, Edible Arrangements has to bid on its own trademarked brand name to beat competitors. Google is manipulating this for their own benefit, Farid said. I'm okay for that when it comes to generic terms like fruit or basket. But not for Edible Arrangements, which is our mark. Google has come out and started making millions of dollars off of our name. In a lawsuit filing in December in Georgia, Edible Arrangements stated, "This is a simple case. Google cannot take someone else's property, in this case, Edible IP's property, and sell it on the internet." Farid commented on how this practice affects businesses, stating, "I hope people realize what Google is doing is killing Main Street businesses. When someone can't afford to do advertising because they have to advertise just to protect and police their own name, it's affecting small businesses." Jason Fried, the founder and CEO of project management tool Basecamp, called Google's practices a shakedown and ransom. Fried included an ad that his company is now running which states, "We don't want to run this ad. We're the number one result, but this site lets companies advertise against us using our brand. So here we are." Friend told Business Insider, "I don't understand how you can be number one on an organic result for your brand name but actually show up fifth because you have four ads ahead of you that Google is happy to sell. Those ads are nowhere near as relevant as your brand, which people are clearly looking for. The whole thing just feels rotten and an example of Google abusing its power." Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter @LucasNolan or email him @lnolan@breitbart.com.